Hello, love and light, and thanks for tuning in with Goddess Hadiya. We had a tornado watch out here in Philadelphia. So far, it didn't happen, not that I know of. Just had some heavy rain and some thunderstorms. But today, I just want to read on a little chapter out the book, 365 Ways to Raise Your Frequency. Simple tools to increase your spiritual energy and balance, purpose, and joy. Thoughts and words have power. And the reason why I chose this topic, because people do not understand, you have to be careful and mindful of what you say to other people. Be careful of what you say. Words have power. Gotta learn how to control your emotions before speaking, because you say things that you don't normally say when you're in your right state of mind, but when you're angry, you say hurtful things. So again, thoughts and words have power. I'm a firm believer that your words have power, that what you say goes out into the universe and will come back to you in abundance. Because of this, it's important that you make sure your thoughts and words are filled with positive intent so you can bring positivity back to you. When you think in a negative way, it is often reflected in your actions and words. It's necessary to keep your thoughts just as positive as your words so that there aren't any ill effects on your actions. People don't like to be around Mr. and Mrs. Negativity, so keep your intent and positive focus through your thoughts, words, and actions. Since I believe this, I try very hard to not say negative things that might come back to bite me in the butt later. That doesn't mean I never complain or snap. I can lose my temper just like everyone else, but when I do, I try to find my focus and bring my soul energy back to center and then diffuse it with positivity by saying something to balance the negative things. Self-talk helps a lot, so do self-reflection. Negative thoughts hold the same power as negative words. I try to stay positive in my thought process as well. I'm also grounded, so I understand there will be days when I'm overwhelmed with negativity from other people or frustrated with situations that bring out the worst in me. And when these times come along and I fall into the flow of negativity and lower my frequency, I try to recognize this right away and take steps to counteract it by doing or saying something positive. But for me, if I'm having a bad day or I'm dealing with negativity, period, I like to just play music. Like, music definitely will take me out of that zone. And if I can't get to music right away, I'll try taking some deep breaths and taking at least 5 minutes from my time so that I can reground. As a young adult, my group of friends had a running joke. Whenever something happened that was negative or that we wish hadn't happened, we'll pretend to hold a television remote control and we'll say delete, delete, delete to erase whatever just happened. Sure, it was corny, but when we talk about energy work, deleting whatever you just did, that is negative, and then replacing it with something positive raises your awareness and your energy. Because words have magnetic power, whatever you say will come back to you. For example, if you say to someone, "I hope you fall off and break your leg," you just may be the one to fall and break your leg. Or if you tell someone that you hope that they get a promotion at work, you may also get a promotion. See how it works? Put positive thoughts and words into the universe to reap the rewards. And be mindful of your negative thoughts. You know, your negative thoughts and words. And be careful of your actions at work. Be careful and mindful of your actions as well. We do reap what we sow, so what we send out is what's going to come back to us. So, and I want you to take this time to look back over your life, of the things that you had to experience. Did you play a part in the consequences because of something you said or something you was thinking or something you done? Accountability is a sign of growth. So let's learn to take accountability for the things we say and do in our lives. God's an idea. Try to stay positive. It's not easy. It can be done.